Hello, everybody. Pastor Matt here again. Time to pray yet again. A few things for you to get arranged before yourselves if you haven't got them already, but let me run through the list if I can. First of all, that which you're listening to this device on, that's taken care of. Good job. Next, Bible. Next, prayer guide. The prayer guide is available on the website. If you accessed the prayer meeting through an email, there's a link there as well. So it would be helpful for you to have the prayer guide in front of you. If you are able to print it out, even better, because there are some blanks that you would be writing in specific things specifically regarding non-believers. You know them, you know their names. It's good to put them there and hold them before the Lord in prayer as ever. And then there are some blanks for other requests, things that might be personal, things that maybe the whole church doesn't need to know about or just doesn't know about, but you do. Those two should be prayed for. And then I have the biography of George Mueller still here. We're working through that and have been for some time. So you don't need that, but just keep your ears on, and we're going to read a passage from that biography. So there you go. You have your device, you have your Bible, you have the prayer guide. I have the autobiography of George Mueller. So let's begin tonight just by reading a couple verses that we will come across in the biography shortly. And these come from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Very brief, but very potent verses. Verses 16, 17, and 18, which say, "Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Rejoice, pray, give thanks. Believer, these are not the words of God for no other reason than just having the words of God. These are imperatives. These not only tell you what you may do, what you can do, what you must do. Think about this. What kind of loving father would say to you, rejoice, always, pray without ceasing? That just means he is always there, always providing, always ready, and we are here to recognize that and be able to express that with our rejoicing. It's going to be in him. He's presenting himself to us. And then to pray without ceasing, what does that mean? We ever have his ear. He's attentive to us. He is a providing and present Father. And then we're told, give thanks in all circumstances. What does that mean? That means, again, we're never alone. There is no circumstance that befalls us that happens apart from God. And that can cause, I know, some level of dissatisfaction, perhaps, or distrust. But those are temptations that here the Word of God tells us how to confront and how to overcome. So, of course, this is his word, and it is applied by his Spirit. And I would say, Christian, let's practice this. Let's practice this even together as we pray. Rejoice, pray, and give thanks. Now, I'll let you ruminate on that as long as you'd like with the Holy Spirit. You can pause this and come back to it if you'd like to. But I'm going to turn to the autobiography. Again, this one is written by A.T. Pearson. And I'm going to read from page 173 some examples from the life of one who put these things in play constantly throughout his life. The rejoicing, the praying, the giving thanks. So, listen then as I read. This praying saint, George Mueller, who watched man, most of all watched God. Even in the lesser details of his work, his eye was ever looking for God's unfailing supplies and taking notice of the divine leadings and dealings. And afterward, there always followed the fruit of the lips, giving thanks to his name. Here is another secret revealed. Prayerfulness and thankfulness. Those two handmaidens of God always go together, each helping the other. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, 1 Thessalonians 5, 17 and 18. These two precepts stand side by side where they belong, and he who neglects one will find himself disobeying the other. This man, who prayed so much and so well, offered the sacrifice of praise to God continually. For example, on September 21, 1840, a specific entry was made in the narrative, so simple, childlike, and in every way characteristic, that every word of it is precious. Quote, "The Lord, to show his continued care over us, raises up new helpers. They that trust in the Lord shall never be confounded. Some who helped for a while may fall asleep in Jesus. Others grow cold in the service of the Lord. Others be as desirous as ever to help, but no longer able, or, having means, feel it is to be his will to lay them out in another way. But in leaning upon God, the living God alone, we are beyond disappointment and beyond being forsaken because of death or want of means or want of love or because of the claims of other work. How precious to have learned, in any measure, to be content to stand with God alone in the world and to know that surely no good thing shall be withheld from us whilst we walk uprightly." Beyond disappointment and beyond being forsaken. All caps. Believer, might it be given to you by God's grace, in accordance with his word, by the power of his Spirit, to be able to lean upon him, the living God alone, and to be content to stand with God alone in the world. Now, he might very well grant that, but we know that at this time in the world, we are not alone. Not only because, indeed, he is with us, but we do have one another. And we do have the opportunity to rejoice. That's one thing to rejoice in. We have the opportunity to pray, and to pray together, and to pray for one another, and to pray together for others, and to rejoice. So even in this aspect of prayer, this discipline of prayer that we are regularly about, there is in that itself the thanksgiving that we're able to pray, to do so in Jesus' name, to know that God is near, to know that God hears, to know that we've been given, one another. And this evening with which we can turn ourselves to prayer. So let's do it. All right, let's pray.